The Magi come to worship the Lord with gifts that proclaim him as king, priest, and sacrificial lamb of God. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
A few days ago, I was flipping around the channel surfing, you know, on the television, and I came across this little program entitled "The True Meaning of Christmas." And it was an interview being done with four or five little children, 5, 6, 7 years old. They were all being asked about Christmas, the meaning, the real meaning of Christmas. And it was clear that they all understood the basic facts pretty well. This was Jesus' birthday, and Jesus had come into the world to save us and so forth. But some of the details here were a little foggy on. For example, the interviewer said to them, "Well, now, who were the strangers who came from a long distance away to see the baby?" So one little boy was, you could see him thinking, his brow was kind of furled up, you know, he's thinking, "I know," he says, "I know. It was the three amigos." Now, if any of you remember, there was a movie out a few years ago, some years ago now, entitled "The Three Amigos." You still see it on television, which is what I assume he did, about these three Mexican, basically, cowboys. You see them all dressed up on their big horses in the beautiful Mexican outfits that you probably saw in the Rose Parade yesterday if you watched it at all. The Three Amigos, that's who it was. Well, I'm sure that the wise men, the magi, the three kings, whatever we call them, were friends as they made this journey. But I think there's something about today's feast that sometimes we don't pay enough attention to. I'd like to say that we should think a little bit about the journey itself. You know, this visit of the wise men to the stable is one of the most famous of all scenes in all of art. If you go to almost any museum, you'll find some kind of a rendition of the visit of the Magi. Almost all the great painters have some version of this. And it's kind of magical. The whole thing attracts our attention. You know, the camels, the wise men in their beautiful garb and, you know, the gifts and all that. It's just very magical to us. So we can see why it would be such a great focus for artists to paint. But as I say earlier, sometimes we don't focus enough on the journey itself, that they took. I'd like to illustrate the meaning of that journey by a true story that happened some years ago now to a missionary who had worked for a number of years in this village in Africa. He'd gotten very close to the villagers, and it was time for him to leave and go someplace else, and he was going to be replaced by another priest. But the villagers were going to miss him very much, so they decided to have a big party for him, send-off party. So it was all planned. And then, about a week before the party was going to take place, one of the young men of the village left. Nobody saw him. His name was Kungo. Kungo. He left and nobody saw him for like 6 days. He came back just the night before the party. So the party takes place the next day, and the villagers gave the priest all kinds of gifts and things to thank him for what he had done. At the end, Kungo came up and he gave him this beautiful necklace. Now, in that particular village, a necklace was a sign of respect and power and purpose. If you wore a necklace, it meant something. So this was a beautiful necklace, but the most beautiful part of it was this, the very end of it was this absolutely gorgeous seashell. The priest had never seen anything like it. The shape of it, the colors of it, the texture of it, just absolutely beautiful. So the priest said, Kungo, this is a beautiful gift, thank you. He said, that seashell is so marvelous. Where did you get that seashell? And Kungo said, well, that shell is only found on the shore of the Great Sea. The priest said, the Great Sea? That's 3 days' walk. You mean you walked 3 days to the Great Sea and then walked 3 days back for the shell? Yes. You didn't have to do that. And Kungo said this, long walk is part of the gift. The long walk is part of the gift. See what he was saying, huh? The effort, the sacrifice he made to get the shell, that made the gift even more beautiful and valuable. Long walk, part of gift. I think that's what we have to think about when we think about the wise men. You know, their trip was a long trip. We don't know how long it took them, but if they lived over in what today would be Iraq or Iran, to get to the Holy Land was a trip of some length, a couple of weeks probably anyway, on the camels. And traveling in those days was not an easy thing. Going through the desert, the cold of the night, the heat of the day, always in danger of being robbed by brigands. This was an arduous trip. But see, when they went to the manger and they put out their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh, I have a real feeling that the effort it took them to get there made the gift even more precious. The long walk, the desire they had to get there, the long walk was part of the gift. And we can see the importance of that when we think about Jesus himself, because Jesus, in order to save us, took a long walk. He took the long walk from heaven to earth. When he was just an infant, the long walk to Egypt to escape Herod, and the long walk back. The long walk on the dusty, dirty roads of Palestine all those 3 years to teach us. And finally, of course, the long walk up the hill of Golgotha to the cross. Jesus' gift to us, gift of salvation, was made with a long walk. Walk that required great effort, great sacrifice. The long walk is part of the gift. So maybe as we gather today, we might ask ourselves this question. Are we making the long walk for Jesus? Do we make willingly a long walk, effort, sacrifice to serve him? Think about for a minute a doctor, graduated from medical school now, done their residency. They've got a choice of, he's got a choice or she's got a choice of where they're going to go. And this particular doctor turns down a lucrative position in a big hospital to go work in a rural town where there's no doctor for 50 miles. Because that person believes that God wants them to give medical care to those people. They wouldn't get otherwise. Well, think about the teenage girl, who two Saturday nights a week gives up going out with her friends and having a good time to go work in a soup kitchen, to serve the meal, set it up, serve it, clean up afterwards, because she knows the Lord wants her to take care of those needy people. See, that effort, that sacrifice, that long walk is a beautiful thing. And the Lord sees that, our long walk, our effort, our sacrifices, our long walk is part of the gift. So today, as we gather here on this feast of the Epiphany, let's let the wise men, let Kungo, let that doctor, let that young girl be examples for us. Because if we want to bring something to the manger, offer a gift, remember, the effort, the sacrifice, the long walk is what makes the gift so valuable and beautiful to the Lord. May God bless you.